God aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Redaktionen, Frank Ernesting og Sten Møller Sørensen, byder velkommen til Klassisk Forum, og det er den 19. juni. Redaktionen var til stede ved koncerten den 5. juni under festivalen. Det var jødisk klassisk musik i verdensklasse, et emne, som vi her i redaktionen dyrker til stadighed. Derfor indspillede vi den og sender den her i sin fulde udstrækning. Og den fylder halvanden time. Derfor starter vi med at sige farvel, næsten før vi har sagt goddag og på genhør. Jeg har fotograferet programmet og lagt det ind på Radio Shaloms Facebook-side, men det lyder som sådan, fordi det er jo ikke alle, der kan komme ind på Facebook. Programmet består af Ernst Bloch's Baal Shem Suite, scenes fra Hebrew Life for violin og piano, og de tre episoder af Vidui, Nikun og Simchas Torah. Så følger Max Bruchs Kol Nidre for cello og piano. Okay, koncerten er det byttet om. Og så kommer Gustav Mahlers kvartet for piano, violin, viola og cello. Efterfulgt af M.H. Sykjat variationer for soloviolin og temaet Tans, Tans, Tans. Så følger Felix Mendelssohns Andante fra pianotrio nummer 2 i C-mol, og til slut Avia Koppelmann, pianotrio nummer 1 for piano, violin og cello. Og de udøvende musikere er, udover Michael Gutmann på violin, Xiang Zhao på cello, Nadia Okrutsk på piano og Jenny Lyning på bratsch. Da Michael Gutmann ledsager koncerten med nogle ærkejødiske kommentarer, er de medtaget. Der er kun foretaget mindre justeringer i optagelsen.
Many different answers, because we have Jewish composers, non-Jewish composers who wrote Jewish music, we have Jewish composers who wrote non-Jewish music, and we have pieces that were written at the occasion of, which remembers us of some of the moments in history, usually unpleasant, of course, we have a choice of them. You know the summary of Jewish holiday, they tried to kill us, we resisted, let's eat. This is, in brief, the resume of every Jewish holiday. So it's a little change in the program, just in the order. I thought it was appropriate to start with Kol Nidre, because this is what starts the service in your people. And it's written by a non-Jewish composer, a German composer, and he took the synagogal you know, cantorial, of course, melody of Kol Nidre, which is the most important moment in the Jewish year, as you most of you may know.
Yeah, we know.
So again, this is an example of Jewish music which is written by a non-Jewish composer, and then I will play the Baal Shem Suite, which is actually correct title, my mistake, three pictures of Hasidic life. Again, not Jewish life, because that's too generic. Hasidic life, in one way of being Jewish, is being Hasidic. And what they brought to Judaism, of course, is this kind of rebellious and this kind of trance against the establishment of the days. And the, you know, really the music and prayer, and really immersing themselves into the, not only into the study, but also really in the they suppose they're for trance, the music, and I see them drink a lot of alcohol, by the way. For Shabbos, it's one great reason to get drunk every week. But somehow this is something that I noticed. The more religious you are, the more drunk you get. But, it's my experience. I'm sharing it with you. And so three pictures. The first prayer, the first piece is called Vidui. It's a prayer. It's a very inward prayer. And Nigun, the second movement, is kind of an improvisation. Again, it's very cantorial, like a chazan in the synagogue. You know that there's a great thing about Jewish culture is music is so important in the religion, because it's not only outside, it's inside the synagogue. As you know, it's the rabbi as an alter ego, it's the chazan, the cantor, and usually they hate each other, but one is the star, the chazan is a Pavarotti, you know, and he's like the big star, and the rabbi is the study, and the other one has all the spotlight. But again, this is my experience. And the third piece is called Simchat Torah. Of course, once a year we celebrate the end and the beginning of the reading of the cycle of reading the Torah. And so we dance with the Torah, and in some liberal synagogues, women and men are dancing with the Torahs. In Orthodox synagogue, only men, and women are watching. That's okay also. But so again, it's my experience. But it's great to see women and men dancing together, holding the Torah once a year, and celebrating the book, because we are the people of the book. So I'll tell you more, and again, afterwards we'll have Mahler, who was Jewish, that became non-Jewish, but who was persecuted all his life for being Jewish anyway. So it doesn't, you don't need to convert. That's the moral of the story. It doesn't help. Right, so more later, and without further ado, Jing Zhao, a great cellist, will play with Nadia, where are you? She's behind the door. Kol Nidre by Max Moch. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not a macho thing. When you see this low stand, this one won't go down. I swear, nothing to do. So now for the only chamber music piece, unfortunately the only one that the Mahler left us, it's one big movement for the piano quartet. And as I said, of course, you know, all know, Mahler converted in order to integrate better into the famously welcoming Austrian society. And I think to understand better the Jewish nature of Mahler, it's easy to put him opposite to Bruckner. And I have a friend who conducts all these symphonies all the time, and he put it in a very nice way. He said, Bruckner is the paint, is the landscape, but Mahler puts the people in it. Also very interesting that the symphonies, the inner voices, the viola, the second violin, the second oboe, the second clarinet, not only the high voices and the bass, the inner voices are very important, and we can probably put a relation between the coming of age of psychoanalysis with Sigmund Freud and the music of Mahler, because again, this is something that is food for thought. So, in one big movement, Clavier Quartet. And I'm sorry, please welcome Jenny.
Thank you.
Ironic waltz, and people used that to keep warm because it was so cold. And this is in memory of these horrible times by a Belgian composer, Jewish, called Matman Hissikier, which is a Zuckerman, but. So, 18 variation. Because, as you know, 18 is high in Hebrew, means life.
Yeah. Thank you.
Something more traditional by a non-Jewish composer, John Williams, the famous theme, Schindler's List, which has become a sort of, they used to say for the Barber Adagio that it became the anthem of mourn in America. And every time you had a funeral of a very important humanity, the Barber Adagio was being played, JFK, and so 9/11, and so forth. It's a symbol of mourn. American. And the Schindler's List has become somewhat of the same in the Jewish community because he managed to capture, even though it's a Hollywood movie, but he managed to capture something very beautiful and serene, and somehow in the middle of all this to give us some hope also, as Schindler did.
Thank you.
like him. We all want to try to get played like him. And he just owns the piece like he owns so many other pieces. He is the incarnation of the Jewish soul. So this was in honor of Yitzhak Perlman, one of my great, very violinist and a friend. So now we have the one movement from the beautiful Mendelssohn Trio, I believe. And after that, we will go straight into a modern masterwork, I would call it, by a composer. I will not say where she is. She might be here. And, well, I'll take that. Reminds you of a Jewish joke, you know. Somebody says, Moshe, for you to make love is mental or physical? I said, it must be mental. If it was physical, I would have somebody else do it for me. So I was talking about the Avia Koppelman Trio, and we will play this after Mendelssohn. Is it Jewish music? I don't know. Maybe she could tell us a little bit about it. Do you want to say something? No. Music is speak for itself, but it's important also to showcase music by Israeli composers. There's a great musical life in Israel, and we have the great among the great tonight. So it's really a masterpiece, and we'll finish on that note with the eternity, peace, love, and the depth of the human experience and nature. Really, she managed for me to capture most of that. The first Mendelssohn, Bartholdy, as you know, his father wanted to keep only Bartholdy, but he insisted to keep the Jewish root and always add Mendelssohn in all his publications. So that's why we did that today. Bartholdy when they converted. Yes, and now one more thing. Mendelssohn. Another joke. At the end of his life, no, I want to say something else, but it reminds me of a joke. At the end of his life, Isaac Stern used to speak a lot, county hall, Israel, a lot of things. So some people said, oh, I heard Isaac Stern yesterday. Oh, really? What did he say? So one more word. About Mendelssohn and Wagner. Wagner did a lot of damage to Mendelssohn and to Jewish music in general. As you know, he wasn't a friend of the Jewish people. And even though some people consider his music great, I think it has great length, but that's subjective. And but what is objective is that he wrote about Jewish composer as being always shallow and virtuosic and to impress the people and to, you know, without any depth, and it's not like a German, and the Jews are going to please the audience and so forth. And Mendelssohn was his example to that, and it was a great, this favor he did to the memory of Mendelssohn. It hurt it to Mendelssohn for many decades. So every time I play Mendelssohn, I think of Wagner and the damage he did.
Thank you. Thank you.